Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
The Gas Comedy Podcast. Welcome. How are you? Good to see you. Thanks for coming. Get out of here, you. We don't want you. This is Dusty Rich.
Farhan Issa.
And
Cry. I'm standing in for Diff, so I'm probably different then. So.
I'm different.
So Eric Janssen is at the at the Goliath Comedy Club. He's busy, I don't know, carrying chairs or whatever they get him to do over there. Preparing for the grand opening tonight. So we have Cry the Toy. Sorry about his accent. He's from Centurion.
But wait, tell us your full name, because I recently learned this and this is fascinating.
Is that than Cry the Toy?
What's your birth name?
Johannes Francois.
De Toy. Johannes, where the fuck did Cry come from? What you did when you were a baby?
Yeah, I cried. No, I have a big black cock. No, it's not.
What does Cry mean?
Cry is an Afrikaans word for crow. So when I was like, I think it was standard one, the guy said, yeah, you always wear black and you do drama, you're Cry. And then... I don't know, somewhere along the line in high school it once again came up, you're a Cry. And then
that is amazingly obscure. So that was your bully name, Cry.
Yeah, it was my bully name.
But the funny part was he decided to roll with it. He was like, okay.
But that's funny because you do wear a lot of black.
I
remember I walked on you on the bathroom that one day and you were just like, ah. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Farhan, did you get bullied in school in Zimbabwe? Did they bully you because you had sandwiches?
No, but they love my food. Like, actually, because of my mom's food, like Indian moms like cater, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually what saved me from getting bullied.
You used to just give out food to people
and stuff. Yeah, it was great, man.
Jeez. Like, I was never bullied. I had too much of a mouth on me, so I just give them blowjobs. No. I was born with a bully's name, Dusty. Like, you know, that would be someone's nickname. That's literally, I was born with a nickname, so I never had any trouble.
I struggle to see what you look like as a child. Like, are you just like a miniature version?
Without the moustache.
And the tattoos.
Right. I was an innocent young angel who had nothing bad to say about the world. And I went around kissing all the girls and giving them stinky pinky.
Mm. Sounds like fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, don't fucking shake your head. Don't knock the stinky pinky.
Right. What he said, gonna smell my fingers when he pointed at it.
I always. So this is the Gas Comedy Podcast. You know what it's about. You've already been here. It's about stand-up comedy here and there, but mostly here. We talk about South African stand-up comedy, and it is a big week for stand-up comedy.
Massive.
It is a huge massive. Week. It is a massive week. The reason Oom Diff is not here, as I said, he is at the Goliath Comedy Club, which has its official opening tonight. Tonight is the first official opening of the doors of the Goliath Comedy Club in Melrose Arch, and it is now until forever. Huh?
Yeah.
That's it. It's open tonight. It's the Goliath Comedy Experience in association with Comedy Central. All weekend. There's a ton of shows on. You can obviously see those shows on gascomedy.co.za. Actually, let's tell them how they can get hold of us. Firstly, if you want to listen live, CliffCentral.com. Go to the website, CliffCentral.com. You can listen to us live, or you can download it later if you're at the Mall of Africa and you can't hear anything but the thousands and thousands of sheeps baying for discounts from any stupid store that's selling a laptop for 11 rand. Right. And you can also tweet at CliffCentral.com.
Check out our website, www.gascomedy.co.za, and you can find us on social media at Gas Comedy on Twitter. And if you search for us at Gas Comedy on Facebook, or
www.facebook.com/Gas Comedy. Gas Comedy.
Yeah.
Go and do it. Talk to us. Speak to us. Let us hear your voices. That sounds like it'd be a great song.
Yeah, it could be.
Why was that so hard? Okay, so...
Tight pants.
Yeah, I'm in that Prince mode. How's Prince? Did you hear about his one man, Prince?
I spoke to him last night. Said it went really well. He did about 55 to an hour 10.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. He said it went really well.
Prince, we spoke to him last week.
Yeah.
We spoke to him last week. He had his first debut one-man show down in Port Elizabeth.
Unnecessary was the name.
Yeah, unnecessary to do a one-man show there. I'm joking! If you're listening to us from Port Elizabeth. Of course you're not. You don't have the internet. Right. So there is a lot of one-man shows coming out. It's a big week for stand-up comedy. There's a lot going on. So should we get straight to our first gag? You got a gag for us?
Yes, I do. I've been listening to... So this is Louis C.K. I watched his special live at the Comedy Cellar.
Yes.
But then subsequent to that, he released an audio album, which is quite interesting nowadays in comedy. It's not that...
In America, they do it a lot.
In America, yeah. But here, we never get that. Cry actually did one.
An audio album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did about two. But just like MP3s at home, so.
You can get them at Reliable yeah, Music.
You can get them on my website, if the website's still up.
Sounds reliable.
That's very reliable.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's hit it. CK.
I've been doing comedy for about 30 years or something like that. It's been a long time. All right. Shouldn't take that long to get good at it. Shouldn't take that long. It's really a simple thing. You talk to people. I should have figured it out right away. But it took me a long time, and I used to hate it. I really did. First few years, I hated it because I bombed almost every show. And I remember when I started, I was like, I want to make people laugh. And for a good 5 years, I didn't make one fucking person laugh. And I realized now I don't make people laugh because I'm a comedian. I used to make people laugh. I work in a garage, and I used to make people laugh. And it was just a plus. It was just, hey, that guy at the garage, he's funny. But if the guy at the garage isn't funny, you don't go, that guy, what a piece of shit. He wasn't funny. I've been doing this a long time. I've traveled all over the country. I remember one time I worked at this club in North Carolina. I don't remember what town. It was called like, you know, blah, 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 North Carolina. I don't know. Bad did that during the day. North Carolina. Sam, there I'm going to down. Dad, I'm my daddy. It's actually in South Carolina. Anyway, I'm in North Carolina. And I'm working at this club. I don't remember what it's called. It's called something like I'm like you're going to kill yourself in a week. And the owner of the club comes up to me and he says, So, what's your shots policy? And I said, what? And he said, what's your shots policy? And I was like, this doesn't help. I need sentences. So he says, well, sometimes when a guy's on stage and the audience likes him, they want to send a shot up there and have him drink it. And everybody goes, woo! He goes, now, you want me to send you a shot of real booze or like a shot with something else in it so you don't have to drink the booze? And I said, yeah, you know what? Don't send anything. And he goes, well, what do I say to them if they want to send you a shot? I said, tell them, no, you may not. No, you mayn't interrupt the show by sending a fucking glass of something to the guy. And he's like, well, they're going to be upset. I was like, okay, let them feel that way. What kind of entitled people are these? If you go to a football game, you're like, send the quarterback a banjo. Like to see him play a banjo right by now. Knock hell out.
La Louis C.K. That is beautiful, man. That guy's one of my favorites. Absolute genius. What show was that?
So that was live from Madison Square Garden 2015.
Oh, that was 2015. It's just now, man.
New, yeah.
Hey, we got a tweet from Darren from P.E. We do have internet here in the ports. Oh, well, you've just proved it. Thank you, Darren. You used the internet to make that message to me that told you that I knew now that you have the internet. Thank you very much.
He actually sent it 5 weeks ago.
Gareth's outside. And he's shaking his hands like, that's not real internet. That was sent from a pigeon. A pigeon delivered that last tweet.
5 weeks ago when you did the first one?
5 weeks ago. Yeah, how do we know you're real, Darren? Tell us. I want you to send a picture of you holding today's newspaper. I'm joking. That's just for terrorists. Now listen. This is what's coming up on the show. Comeducation feature. You know that feature. It's all about stand-up comedy genres today. We're going to speak about genres and who does that genre in a South African context, and as well as giving you an international context so you can use that as a reference to your favorite stand-up comedians. And then Industrious Bastards, we're talking about international comedy, getting out there outside of South African borders and doing comedy. Not just Zimbabwe, Farhan.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Lesotho. Mm. Not just that other one. What's that other one?
Swaziland.
Swaziland.
Or Pretoria.
Or Pretoria. Or Cape Town. Right? Out of the country. Out of the country. Out of our borders, using a passport to go do comedy somewhere. That's in the Industrious Bastards section. We'll have some more comedy.
Yep.
Some more from CK? Yeah. Oh, I'm very happy about that. And then we will also play a song. Duncan?
Yeah.
No, no. I've got us covered with the songs.
Have you also got a song? Yeah. Damn, this trigger's organized.
Trigger. Trigger, please.
I had to prep myself there. Damn, Trigger. Yeah. That's how we're allowed to use it that way, yeah. White people, if you say Trigger.
Trigger, sorry.
Because you know how much we like guns and shooting black people.
You had to go there.
Back in the day, come on, times have changed, unless you're American police officer. Right, and then we will have some amused news at the top of the show, and then we will also just talk about, I really would like to talk about and get you guys to that new comedy club tonight. Ooh. If you are listening, except you, Darren from PE, unless you get in your car now.
And we're going to surprise phone call a comedian.
Yes, we are going to surprise phone call a comedian. I don't know if they're listening.
Don't say the name, because okay, the last time we said it, and then they knew we were calling.
Yeah, but I don't know if this guy might
shout
be
out,
too
hey,
busy.
Simi, if you're listening, I don't know if he's listening.
Oh, Simi, are you listening? Simi, are you out there? Tweet us if you're out there, Simi RF.
I saw him last night. He was looking like a proper pimp. He was wearing the most luxurious coat, and his hair was looking glorious. Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Was he at a comedy club?
Yeah, it was at the Bohemian.
The Bohemian?
Yeah, yeah, in Westin. Thursday night comedy, last Thursday of every month.
How was it?
There were about 15 audience members.
Is it on Gas Comedy?
Yes, it is.
Good stuff. We'll go there.
And I doubled up. I did Stage Grind before, which was Couch
Ninja. Oh, yes. Couch Ninja.
That was
gig.
Very cool.
That's Africa Freedom Cafe.
Yeah, that's right. In Westin.
Station.
Yeah. Sorry. It's not a cafe. It's a station.
5 nights a week, Monday to Friday.
What kind of station? Are the trains there or...
I don't know. I just got rejected the hardest because I was sitting inside the venue and then there were two ladies walking on the street and I was like, "Hey, come in!" And they were like, "Hey, foot sack." It's like, "Oh, okay."
But the guys didn't reject you, so it was fine.
Oh, so the now you know
you just made it weird.
Jeez, Cry just comes here and drops the gay jokes. Yeah, damn, geez. Bro, you cold as ass.
I'm missing Eric's rape jokes.
Let's explain who the fuck Cry is, shall we?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What? Cry, let's tell me who you are. Tell the listeners who you are.
I'm Cry.
That's
who I am.
For Xhosa listeners. Xhosa listeners.
Is that how
you say it? Yeah, in Tswana they call me Selo. It is actually my Tswana.
Selo,
yeah.
In Zulu they call me Ntuli, which means...
Toli.
Means... In Zulu they call me Ntondo Ntuli.
In Zulu they call me Kwere Kwere.
Why? Wow, that's Kwere Kwere.
It's a foreigner.
You gotta be careful if they're shouting that out.
But I know what elbow is in Zulu now. It's Ndololwane. So if they ask me, then I'm like, no.
You chose a tough word, and then that proves you South African.
That's
you Zulu. Ntondo Ntuli means dusty,
crazy.
Big penis.
Okay,
that's my Zulu name. Not pink, big. Brown.
So who are you and why are you here? Tell us that.
Well, I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm a one-liner.
Yeah.
I'm from Pretoria. And I love comedy. Comedy is my life, actually.
Yeah.
But I do extra work as well. I have to work.
Well, Cry is a big part of Gas Comedy, the website.
Yeah, I'm actually part of that, yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes forget about it, but yeah.
Gascomedy.co.za.
Gascomedy.co.za. Yeah. We should tattoo it on all our listeners. So he's a big part of that. You're the nerd guy.
Yeah, the data loader.
Yeah, the techie. The C++.
Yeah, the guy who puts the ones and zeros together.
Yeah, binary, baby.
One and a zero.
Oh. 1-0. You can't see us right now, but we're making six.
Zero with our finger at the one hand, and the one goes through.
Yes.
Farhan's practicing.
Not after seeing that fake vagina.
Yeah, we showed Farhan a fake vagina and what's inside of it, and he was frightened.
Predator, huh?
It does. That's what they're all like. They lull you into a safe sense of security, and then they labola you.
It had like teeth inside.
Yeah. That's what vaginas have, Farhan. They have teeth inside of them. Cilia.
I'm going to one of those Asian countries, and I'm going to become a monk. Fuck it. Like, I'm done.
I thought you were going to say I'm becoming Muslim.
Try that.
Check.
So what are you going to do then as a monk?
Not have sex with vaginas.
Not have a vagina problem. Please put the mic to your mouth like you
do with penis.
Okay.
No,
that
you know,
close.
Like
that close.
Like what you try, like how you're trying to persevere in your comedy career.
Slowly.
Put that dick right up close to your mouth. That's how you persevere the comedy career. Right, let's get to our first feature, which is Comeducation. And today we are talking about genres of stand-up comedy. You know, because I think a lot of people just see stand-up comedy as a fuck-around art form, which it is, and that is a glorious, beautiful part of it, but it also does have dramatic art references, do you know what I mean? Just like theater does, just like all those things that people take seriously, you know, critics. Everything that a critic touches. So there are different genres of comedy, and we're going to go through them now. Specifically, that's a good reason why you're here, Cry. You are a one-liner comedian.
Yeah, I'm a one-liner.
Give us some. Let him...
Throw like
tell
seven.
Tell us some one-liners.
some one-liners. Okay, I recently have got this persona of a kid, actually. So it's not really more one-liner, but...
It sounds like a story.
So one of my one-liners is that when I was 5, I came across a porn magazine in my dad's closet. And when I turned the page, I realized he also came across it.
That's funny. Okay, so that's like a one-liner. Like, yeah. And how that is set up, is it basically isn't a story. You can put a whole lot of one-liners together and form a story, but it's not sort of, there's not an overarching narrative to one-liner comedy. And then, Farhan, what kind of genre of comedy would you say you do, bro?
I'm not too sure. I would say probably, I don't mean to sound pompous, but I'd say intellectual, because a lot of my stuff, you've got to, you hear it and then you go, oh, you think about it and you go, oh, that's what he meant.
But it's you are observational. You talk about sort of everyday occurrences.
Yeah, to some extent. I'd say it's very identity-based. So I talk about myself.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a narcissist.
Yeah, well, you're observing yourself.
So observing myself, yeah. It's called a mirror. So it would be observational.
But you're also a bit of a storyteller in a way. Because you tell a story about your background and the Nigerian guy. And
yeah, I think...
You got to come watch Farhan to hear about the Nigerian guy.
Nigerian necklacing.
Yeah. No. Necklacing. It's not as hardcore as it sounds.
Someone actually... I got approached by Nigerian people after the show and they're like, do you perform at weddings? I was like, really? Do you want me to come and perform? That would be great.
You want me to do necklacing jokes at your wedding? That's hilarious.
But it shows Nigerian people in a good light.
In a good light, like in the light of the fire. like the type of comedy I do probably slapstick blue surrealism, right? And there's a lot of words that came out your face there that you don't understand. So slapstick, I like
a jester, dude.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a jester. Yeah, like I like, you know, I come from the school of Jim Carrey.
I like your website. Your website say rock and roll of comedy.
Right, it is the rock and roll of comedy. Yeah, it is like it's not. I try not follow rules because rules fucking piss me off. They get in the way of creativity. And then a blue comedy, Gareth mentioned it briefly before the show. Blue comedy is when you swear a lot or talk about sexual references or talk about topics that are considered filth. Taboo. Well, some people don't do filth and they get called blue comedians. Blue comedy is basically you're over 16, you know. Well, some
but
guys
you
go
mix
over
it up 18. As well. So
definitely,
because there's guys like Vanner Kluter that can mix
Vanner
it up. One liner and
blue.
Over
Vanner
blue.
Is dark blue. Yeah. Vanner is purple.
Oh, yeah. But shout out to Vanner, by the way.
Shout out to Vanner Kluter.
But that's a very good point, because I think you find nowadays comedians aren't necessarily pigeonholed to just one specific type.
You can't be.
Like, we're speaking of one liners, and one of my favorite one liners is a local guy, Dylan Oliphant. You may have seen him. He opened for Trevor Noah. He's doing really well. He won a Comics Choice Award. And he started...
I opened for him as well once.
Oh, really?
It's just the door, but it's...
But he started off doing pure one-liners. And if you look now, the one-liners, it's now... They one after another...
Well, he's evolving.
It's a little bit of a story. It's a bit of a narrative.
Mojack Lahoko, another fantastic comedian, last night, I've been working with him the last two nights, is starting to do one-liners.
Oh, fantastic.
He's got some... hilarious one-liners that he's starting to incorporate in his show.
It's
so
one of my favorites.
That's how we talk, man. It's multi-genre.
Shout out to
Mojack.
Mojack
Lahoko. I just checked a thing on Twitter, CNN. Court rules, this is CNN, right. Court rules, oral sex, not rape if victim is intoxicated / unconscious.
Wow.
Right? So.
Wow.
So.
But you
find a drunk girl.
Yeah.
Or you find a drunk dude and you just start going down on his willy. And then he wakes up and you're stuck on his windy like a barnacle, then that's okay. Then someone shouts, rape! And you go, no, I'm unconscious / intoxicated.
But wait, who's unconscious here? The guy or the giver?
Well,
the
have you ever tried to suck a dick when you're unconscious?
I've never tried to suck a dick.
Oh, well, you passed the test.
Oh, is that a trick question?
No, it's the person receiving the oral sex is unconscious or intoxicated. Then if they go... If the drunk person goes to the police and goes, or the unconscious person, once regaining consciousness, goes to...
But why would you, even when you're conscious, if someone's sucking your dick, shout rape? I mean, fuck, that's
no,
just weird.
You,
it's like...
So if you're unconscious and you wake up... If you wake... No, you're not giving...
I know, that's the person receiving that... And they choke
you in their mouth. If you're just shoving a peanut, right. And then what happens is then you can't be accused of rape because that person was theoretically not there. They were at Zambuka Town. They were away at Zambuka Town, and they woke up and you had a rainbow dick. And then they were like, why do you have a rainbow dick? That's how I like to keep it on a daily basis. I just like to cheer myself up when I take a wee wee.
Now I wash my face, I exfoliate, I moisturize, I do my hair, and I just color my dick.
I just rainbow my dick with some Zambuca rings. So
I've got a list here of 20 types or 20 styles of comedy.
Okay, let's do that.
So let's start. So the single, so it starts off.
But we will mention the comedian. Who falls in that category.
That's great. Okay. So the jester we mentioned, the first one.
Dusty Rich. What is another jester? Rob Van Furen. Rob Van Furen is definitely a jester. Who else would be a jester? Basically those two that I can think of.
Well, and internationally, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey would definitely be a jester. Dane Cook. Even people dislike him. He also was a jester.
Yeah.
Okay.
The aggressor.
The aggressor would be John Flismas, 100%. You know, they grab your throat and tell you comedy. You know what I mean? It's very cool.
The sad sack.
Sad sack is kind of the person who is like self-deprecating and puts himself down. I used to do a lot of self-deprecating humor.
I'd say Elaine DeWolf.
Elaine D. Wolf is hilarious. Yeah, definitely a sad sack. Yeah. Sad sack.
Okay. The drug rebel.
The drug rebel. Who would be a drug rebel in our country?
I started doing stuff on that.
Yeah, Martin Jonas. Martin Jonas used to have a lot of drug references in his set. I think he's grown up, so now he doesn't have so many drugs. Who else has drug references? There's a couple guys, man.
Trevor Goombi.
Trevor Goombi, definitely. Yeah, next.
Okay. The political satirist.
Trevor Noah.
Conrad Koch is good with that.
Conrad Koch.
Luis Segola.
Yeah. Luis Segola slides between the two. He goes from observational to political satire.
Okay, the storyteller.
That's a whole lot of comedians. I think everyone has a little bit of it. But who's my favorite storyteller? Dave Levinson can spin a yarn crazy. Yeah. He drips into the surrealist sort of style as well. Surreal storytelling. Okay. Next.
The Rube.
That's kind of like he's kind of like the lad sort of you know who's a bit of a Rube is Kevin Hart is a bit of a Rube. You know what I mean? It's that like shouty style of comedy. You know that shouty.
I just got on my iPad. I just said define, and it goes a country bumpkin.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. But because Kevin Hart's not a country bumpkin, but it's like kind of like a lovable idiot. Do you know what I mean? Like a lovable idiot. Like he gets things wrong constantly, but like that's okay.
And he's okay with.
You know who's a perfect Rube? Mark Banks. Mark Banks is a surreal Rube. You know what I mean?
I think Mark Banks is the 21st category. Like, he has his own category.
Okay, well, we'll keep going until we get to that point.
Okay, the old-timer.
Mel Miller.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Tony the King as well a bit.
Yeah. Well, no, Tony the King doesn't do comedy about his age. You know what I mean? But Mel Miller does. Yeah. They, like, do comedy about his age, about being old, about...
So the character is him.
Joe Parker, to a degree, as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He does it about, like, oh, I'm so old, you know, can't get it up and stuff. I don't know what they...
Lewis Black is a good one.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Lewis Black is a great one. Also a cynic. He's a big cynic.
Okay, then I've got the ethnic type.
Well, I mean, we're in South Africa. There's a lot of ethnic Scott type Poseidon comedians.
That's
ethnic. That's ethnic.
And I know he's not very loved in the comedy circles, but Caro Charo.
Big time. Yeah, that's ethnic. Yeah, it's ethnic. Or it's just true to your... You do cultural references in your stand-up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Strong cultural references. Okay. Skumba. And what's the name of? Very ethnic. They stay strong to their roots and they do comedy to their culture. Mashabela. Do you know what I mean? Those are very ethnic comedians. Yeah. Very cool.
Even Nina Hasty.
That's funny. Shout out to Nina Hasty.
Number 11 is the immigrant.
Yeah. The immigrant. There you are right there, Farhan. You are the immigrant.
Shout out to my homeboy Snooze out there.
Snooze, you do stand up comedy
actually goes
about
all the way. He dresses immigrant.
He must be careful if there's a riot. He doesn't know the word for elbow. It's literally you do stand up comedy about not being from here.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Cool. Okay, so those are all we're single performers. Then there's a category called the team. So number 12 would be partners. So that's probably where you have two people hosting, like Abbott and Costello back in the day.
Yes, it's pretty rare from a South African standpoint.
Well, no, you've got the Alfred Goliaths. Adrian and Nick Goliath.
Yes, the Goliaths have
Jason
done it a few times.
And Donovan.
Yeah,
and tonight, actually, hosting Space.com at the Joburg Theatre is Tabiso Mshlongo. Shout out to Tabiso, he's a regular listener.
Yeah.
And Isuru Jinasena. The two
so they're doing a dual act.
They're also on TV, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they on A&E.
Oh, they do that.
On Friday
The sports show.
That's right.
Have you seen that? Yeah. I've greased past it. I haven't seen an actual full show.
Cool. Then we have the sketch performer.
Okay, that is someone who does literally like...
Dimitri Martin does that, actually.
Well, yes, to a degree. Here in South Africa, Claudine Ullman and the Jittery Citizens, they do skit work, you know, that kind of thing.
Actually, check them out. Search for Jittery Citizens. Jittery Citizens. They have monthly shows with like the Joburg Theatre pop out. Really, really funny.
You know, like the American equivalent of what they're doing is Second City and the Upright Citizens in Chicago and San Francisco and stuff like that. So that's our version.
In fact, Claudine has trained with Second City.
There we go. Yeah. Tina Fey. Amy Poehler are alumni. Poehler. Alumni at K-Town. K-Town DJ. Alumni of that
that
sort of
you say alumni.
Alumni.
Okay. Number 14, we've got the ventriloquist. Oh, have you got a tweet or something? What's happening?
Yeah, we just got
Is
an Instagram.
Darren again?
No, we got an Instagram picture of
titties.
Sponsored condoms. Adidas. Impossible is nothing condom. The Nike Just Do It condom, the McDonald's I'm loving it condom, the Burger King Have It Your Way condom, and the KFC Shit in Your Gravy condom,
and the Something Fishy condom.
What else you got?
Kung Fu Kitchen condom. The last one in the team category is
tastes like dog.
The ventriloquist.
Yes, the ventriloquist. We have a very famous ventriloquist in this country, Conrad Koch.
And there's a new young guy. He's from Zim. He studied in South Africa. Chick Aljoy. I don't know if you've...
Chick Aljoy. Did Kudua put that up for us?
What's that?
Oh, thank you, Kudua. Yeah. He messaged us that.
All right, great. And then the last few categories are under something called the actor. So number 15 is the impersonator.
WeChat. He WeChatted us those condoms. The actor slash impersonator is... Martin Jonas does a lot of impersonations. The actor could be,
Trevor Noah does a lot of impersonations.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. Impersonations. But it could be the transition from being an actor to being a stand-up comedian. There are a lot of that. Yeah. There are quite a few guys in this country. Skalk Bezuidenhout, although... You know, sometimes it's seen in a bad light to transfer from acting to stand-up. Although Skulk, I truly believe, is a stand-up originally who studied acting. Yeah. So there is that transition, actor.
Cool. Number 16 is the clown.
The clown is the silly guy who...
Actually, Cry's new stuff when he plays the character of the young kid. That's partly clown.
Yeah, it's clowning. Clowning is like, you know, like if you think about what clown jokes are, like 17 of them get out of a small car. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's the absurd. It's the silly. You know, it's that kind of stand-up.
It's like Carrot Top to some extent in Vegas, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Carrot Top and definitely clowning.
Shout out to Carrot Top. We know you're listening. Cool. 17, it says the artist.
We don't mean Vladimir Klutter. What?
17, the artist, musician, and cartoonist.
Okay, so the artist is someone that does...
Deep Fried Man, for example.
Quite nicely. With the musician.
Yeah. Okay, 18 is the vaudevillain.
The vaudevillain. That would be... We don't really have anyone like that in this country, but it's like... It's a very theatrical, over-the-top...
Jacob Zuma
sort of
probably one.
No, he's just villain.
It was kind of like burlesque.
Burlesque. We don't have anyone like
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Exactly. Someone that's sort of way over-the-top.
Well, the only one that comes to mind is Martin Davis.
He's like
a rock star.
Yeah, but he actually was a vaudeville sort of host in that stage play / dinner thing that used to be behind Monte Cassino and it travels.
Madame Zingara.
He used to be a host of that. So that is very vaudeville. So you nailed it on the head there. Yeah, yeah.
Just an interesting point before I get to the last two is that this is obviously from a comedy book where they're listing the categories. And what was interesting was they said as time goes on, different... sort of categories become more prominent than others. Yeah. Others disappear. If you look at the jewel stuff, that's not so common nowadays.
No, but it used to be a huge...
But it used to be a big thing, back then. Yeah. So it's with times where the niche... And there's also new things that come up.
New genres all the time.
So, number 19, I think, is a bit of a repeat with the sketch performer, but it's the improviser. You do a lot of that as well.
Yeah. It is actually quite different because the sketch performer is almost... It's prepared.
Oh, you're
It's
right,
a prepared
actually,
sketch.
Right,
whereas an improviser, which I love, and I think true comedians should have an element of improvisation all the time. Because that proves you're funny, not a great script reader / actor. You know what I mean?
I've been doing a lot more of that, and I find it keeps my performance sharper. Like
improvising has basically been, Buster Keaton, one of my favorite, great, old school comedians said, good comedians say things funny, great comedians make things funny.
Oh, I thought it was Griff that said that.
Griff, I mean, shout out to Griff. He's probably said it at some point, but that is a true reflection of improv comedians is they can
Ryan Whittle
make
is a good
things.
Improv
guy, big time. Ryan Whittle, Hannes Brimmer, all of those kind of guys. Mojack Lahoko himself, Vittorio Leonardi, those are like literally improv guys.
Al Prodges,
but they also have prepared stand-up, which is great. And then your last one?
The last one is the bumbler.
Yeah, Mark Banks is definitely.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You just kind of like, they just kind of like, just keep talking. They keep adding tags. They keep da da da. And it's hilarious because it's so absurd that they keep going. Right. I think we are, that is beautiful. That was a great genre. I hope you guys learned a lot there and go out to support your favorite genre of comedians. We're going to go to a track right now. What is this?
So this is from Deep Fried Man.
Deep Fried Man.
Yeah, I love
enjoy.
Deep Fried Man.
And he's got his one man show coming up. So enjoy.
I guess this is how it ends, baby. And I hope that we can still be friends. Baby, do not cry. Do not frown. And by the by, is it okay if I take your sister's number down? I want everyone to sing with me now, 'cause I wanna make love to your sister. And lately I've been feeling so confused, 'cause not only do I wanna make love to your sister, but I think your brother's pretty sexy too. Oh, oh.
Deep Fried Man
wants to make love to your sister.
Yes, he does. Send all your sisters to Deep Fried Man. That was beautiful, man.
He's got a one man. Yeah, he's got a one man show coming up at the end of the month. End of May, actually.
In Good Taste.
In Good Taste at the Lyric Theater.
At the Lyric Theater. Please check that out. You can check that out on gascomedy.co.za today and book your tickets to go and see it.
And remember, every Monday we put up the brand new listings for the week, so you can see what's going on throughout the country.
Yeah. And we'll have special events that go a little bit more into the future.
Yeah, that's right.
So yep. Definitely go check out Deep Fried Man. Right, let's talk about the Industrious Bastards segment, and that is today about doing stand-up internationally. Getting overseas, those kinds of things, doing stand-up in other countries. Not only the festivals, Edinburgh, Montreal, Melbourne, etc., etc.
Berlin.
New York.
Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
So, this is one in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. Maybe, my friend, we can start there.
Maybe we do one. Dubai. Oh, Shani City.
Dubai does one.
Accent. Yeah. I imagine there must be one.
That was a sand trigger accent.
Sand trigger? Damn, you need to reel that shit in. So there's a lot of there's triggers in the sand in the desert. So you who do you know that has got out there and done stand up? Obviously there's one overarching one, and the guy that always features on the show because he is kind of like the guy that's made the most success out of the art form of stand up comedy in South Africa, and that's Trevor Noah.
Mark Palmer?
Yeah, we spoke about him. Martin Evans is another great example. He spent some time in the UK. But I'm going to give a shout out to my homeboy Snooze. I was chatting to him because what happened is he performed at that Comedy Central Festival end of last year.
Yeah.
And through that, he went to open or performed with Daliso Chaponda, who we spoke to on the show from Malawi. They did a show in Malawi.
Yeah.
Basket Mouth was like, hey, dude, that was blazing. Why don't you want to? Are you busy? Let's go to Nigeria. So he ended up going to Nigeria and performing. And he was telling me how massive the shows are there and how awesome it was.
That's insane.
And the interesting thing he said is that, you know, in South Africa, comedy is very black people do this, white people do this, black people do this, white people do this. He goes, there, they don't have a frame of reference because there's no white people.
Yeah.
It's
so
black people do this.
And white people, we've never seen
them. Seen them before.
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to cut this thing and go straight to our surprise caller, because he is waiting on the line.
Who is it?
Let's go. Welcome. Good morning to Jason Goliath.
Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
Good, bro. We do a surprise phone call to comedians every single Friday, and you are our surprise phone call today. Are you surprised?
I am so surprised.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Right now, I am enjoying a delicious cup of coffee while frantically setting up our comedy club for the launch tonight.
Yes, you are. And that's why we're calling you. You're about to make South African history. Not just comedy history.
History.
Like Favut did. Well, not the same.
No, now how did I end up with Favut? Come on.
So that's beautiful, dude. Are you excited? How are the plans?
Man, we are terribly excited. It is, you know, there's the old cliche saying, you know, dream come true stuff, and that's exactly how it feels. It's just the most ridiculous thing. Everything's coming together.
It's amazing.
And we are looking forward to celebrating South African comedy in the biggest way possible this weekend at Power Resort.
Because you've had a couple dry runs up to this point, so you've tested your sound system, you tested all your systems, etc., and put your people in there.
Yes.
So now
allowed ourselves to make mistakes and also make sure the venue works for comedy to happen.
That's beautiful. Fantastic. And tonight is the launch of the Goliath and Goliath Comedy Experience in association with Comedy Central and Melrose Arch and BET Africa tonight.
Yes.
And it is
sold
out.
All of your internet peoples must go to www.ticketpros.co.za. The headliner show is the only show that's sold out. There are little pockets of tickets available for all the shows we're having tomorrow. We've got 7 shows in a little micro festival style tomorrow. So the shows at Fire and Ice, so Giles shows at African Pride. 2 shows at the venue. So we've got the Banak Show, which is English for Who. We've got Old School, Joe Parker, Mel Miller, Tumi Meraki is hosting that show. We've got Starship Improvisers, like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Chris Forrest, Improv Teams are coming in there to do 2 shows at 7:30 and again at 9 o'clock. And then we've got the Late Show, 20 and 5, 20 comedians, 5 minutes each. It's like a battle to the death.
I am part of that.
That starts at 11 o'clock.
I am doing
You're
that,
only
man.
Part of that, Dusty, because you were too busy to come to the early show. Tell me to be the truth.
I know.
So you know, Dusty Rich is now rich.
I apologize, but I will be there with bells on. I'm coming. I'm going to come tonight as well after my performance, and then I will come there and enjoy the open. What? That is. It's the opening party. It's the after party.
Yeah. So we're having a very exclusive party tonight. Only comedians, media, and sponsors, and a few invited guests for this evening. So there's an invite only situation.
So if you don't have an invite out there, don't bother.
Yeah. Sorry. But tomorrow, like I say, 7 shows on campus. And then, of course, BET presents the music experience on Sunday.
That's Tall Ass Mo.
Search BET Music. Yeah, so we've got Tall Ass Mo. But the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life is this bombshell piece, which is the old pitch black afro, Fito star, Pule, the white guy that does the neck comedian, with a 10-piece orchestra behind him.
It's
just the most
on your
ridiculous
stage.
Music. On our stage, so the guys are extending the stage for Bombshell to Beast right now, just to make sure we can put all 10 pieces on. But it's the most ludicrous. If you're a lover of music, I don't care what you see. Okay?
Is this what they did at the Orbit sometime back?
Yes.
You have to go and see this.
Listen. Ridiculous. So you're gonna obviously we're gonna get pictures of this. It's all gonna be out in the media, etc., so that we can really get the hype for this club going, because it's something special, man.
So excited, man. And then obviously just people that are not able to make it this weekend, the whole point is to have comedy every weekend. So Thursday to Saturday night, 8 o'clock, a comedy show will start
from
at the Comedy Club at Melrose Arch.
From now until forever, buddy. Huh?
From now until forever, amen and amen.
That's it. We have a new comedy club, South Africans. We have a new comedy
the
club.
Third club on the continent, my friends.
That's
to put into
beautiful.
Context how fresh comedy is in Africa, this is the third dedicated comedy space on the continent.
So technically...
African seniors. Premium comedy venue.
So, technically, we have one comedy club per 48,385,000 people in Africa.
Your maths is terrible.
Are you trying to say there's only 150?
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Jason, I apologize for that. We apologize for
that.
I do jokes. I do jokes, not comedy. I mean, I do comedy, not maths. Right, Jason, thank you very much, brother. We will see you tonight. Wait, we got a message in here from...
Is it from Darren again?
Kudua. No, it's from Kudua on WeChat. And he says, the one Goliath looks like Nina Hasty, the short white one. I believe this guy.
Kudua, you're a dick.
You know Donovan's new name is going to be Donovan Hasty. It's going to be Goliath.
That's beautiful. I will see you tonight, and I hope rest of South Africans, especially Joburgers, will see you all weekend. Thank you, Don.
Jay. It's a celebration. Salute, then.
I will see you later, buddy.
Surprise call.
Have a great day.
Cheers,
thanks,
man.
Jay.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Jason Goliath of the Goliath Comedy Club, which is opening this weekend. Go and check it out. Don't be a silly billy. What I mean by that is a fucktard. Don't be silly. Go check out that club. It's going to be amazing. Right, we were talking about international comedy, man.
Should we play a bit from CK and then come back?
Let's do that.
Right.
Play CK.
Ready, Duncan? Let's go. So this is still from Live at Madison Square Garden, and the title of the track is 90 Years Old.
Some people get to be 90. That's incredible. Anybody that gets to be 90, I think that's special. Because 90 means you survived like 3 wars and 50 hurricanes. You got to be special when you're 90. When I see somebody who's 90, I'm like, you did some shit. You killed somebody. You did something. How'd you get this far? 90 special. You should get something for being 90. It shouldn't just be the same shit. It should just keep being just as hard. When you get to 90, couldn't that be some kind of a finish line? Some kind of like a, all right, here, you get a silver thing on you, and you get to, you know, take it easy. Give him some Gatorade, you know, give him a back rub. Fuck, he's 90. But it's not like that. It's like, well, happy birthday, you're 90, pay the fucking rent. It just keeps going. I mean, 90-year-olds shouldn't have to worry about anything. If you get that far, and we could absorb that as a nation. There's not that many people that are 90. We could just let them do what they want. My friend's grandmother, she's 90 years old, and she wants to get marijuana because she's in pain, but she's in a state that won't let her. How is any drug illegal for a 90-year-old lady? Let her have anything she wants. It's a victimless crime. Who the fuck is getting hurt? When your 90-year-old grandmother has a bag of heroin in the house and she's like, ugh, fucking yeah. Who's getting hurt? Give her a bag of heroin. You're not gonna go see her. Give her a bag of heroin. I mean, I've never tried heroin, but from what I've heard, it feels really fucking good. But it has a huge downside. But if you're 90, the downside, it's gone. It cannot hurt you if you're 90. What are you worried about? She's gonna ruin her career. You can't give her heroin. She's just gonna want more heroin. Well, get her more heroin then and keep giving it to her. If you're 90, you should be allowed to just like walk in a store and just take shit and just walk out. Let her have it. She'll be dead in a week. You'll get it back.
So that was Louis C.K., 90-year-old from Live at Madison Square Garden 2015.
That's hilarious, man. Getting old, hey?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever stop stand-up? We got some old cats doing stand-up in this country.
Nah, man. I think once that bug's bitten, man, it's going to be very tough to...
It's so funny to see where our lives twist and turns and what we use stand-up comedy for in the future, like where it goes and what we use, the skills we learned, and not only being funny, but writing funny, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And it's so crazy. Because CK, 30 years.
That's crazy,
right? And now he's this massive comedian, but 30 years?
Well, even Lewis Black, they said he took him about 20 years just to get there.
Yeah.
He performed with... Mitch Hedberg at one stage.
When
Mitch Hedberg was
shows,
famous,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Lewis Black was like...
And I think that's a message to all stand-up comics listening to this, because I hope you are, because you should be. It's about your shit. It's your own race. Don't try and like... There's no point. You're like, I've got a jet ski. I'm successful. Yeah. There's no point where that happens. Just keep fucking being funny. Constantly being funny. Right, let's go to Amuse News at the end of the show. This is hilarious. We've come across the... It came up today, Duncan. Was it today? Usher shares a nude selfie on Snapchat.
A nude.
I thought you couldn't screenshot Snapchat.
Well, some guys probably did.
Someone didn't give a shit, right? Yeah. It's Usher, a top angle of him. What looks like a steam room.
But hold on a second. You can't take a screenshot of Snapchat, but if you had another phone, you could take a photo of the other phone showing the screen of Snapchat.
That's probably why, yeah.
So that's what's happened, yeah. And someone has but I mean, how many Snapchat followers does he have? He must have millions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if
and
someone.
Two emojis.
Someone would have been clever enough. And it's called Blowing Off Steam. And it's got emoji with an open mouth. And the emoji itself is just covering his bell end.
It looks like if the emoji was a character, he'd be taking it from behind. Because look at his mouth. It's like, and there's a tear.
But at the same time, that blowing off steam, the way that's shooting out the front of his emoji looks like a suggestible male liquid shooting into the air.
It's totty.
Which isn't that big perfect. If you look at the size of the emoji. Really.
No, but I mean, that's a top angle, bro. So, like, things further away from the camera are smaller.
Yeah, and you don't know his angle of, like, different guys have different...
I have never taken pictures of guys' penises, so my experience is very low on this.
If you... you have you never sent pictures of your willy to a girl?
No.
Fuck, I do that.
Never to your mom when she's like, is everything okay?
Mom, is this a rash?
Is this normal?
Mom, what is this growth?
Remember, my mother left me when I was 12.
Awkward cry. Jeez, maybe you didn't send enough dick selfies. I'm joking. That's
I think that's why she left me.
I've sent plenty. I've sent some.
Yeah, Dusty, you seem like that kind of guy.
You want to send some dick pics? I like to dress mine up. Put a little hat on.
Little costumes, dress him up like a Mormon.
Yeah, I used to put a little colorful cardigan on it, call it the Bill Cosby.
Oh man,
yeah, they didn't like that one.
Oh, shame. I was reading how he's actually, things are getting heated up in the Bill Cosby
in the cases.
Yeah. So I think on the East Coast and the West Coast, two different courts basically. His lawyers tried getting cases thrown out, and the courts were like, Let's do this.
We're dealing with this. Shame, man. And he's at the end of his life. You don't know. This kind of stress may do that kind of thing to him. But
I would just do drugs now at that age. I'm gonna fucking
crazy. All people do drugs.
Didn't you guys just hear the bit like from CK? That's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah. All old people do drugs. Yeah. Why weren't you listening, Cry? Yeah. Okay, so that's what's out there. Muse News, Usher, there's a nude selfie. Go Google that. It's fantastic. It's a bad angle for him, but yeah, it's definitely a nice. Well, but there's a fake one.
Yeah, I don't know what Duncan's got on his screen now.
It's so funny. Like the title, Usher's naked cock. Like, cocks are always naked unless it's mine. Right, now we've just gone into Duncan's Gmail. Oh, what was that? Who is that? It looks like someone else got a dick pic. Thank you, Kudua, for listening to us. You are special. Thank you for that, Donovan Hasty tweet.
That was funny.
That is funny. Yeah. On WeChat, and Darren from PE, we still recognize you. Thank you for listening, everyone. I just want to say, you've all been so special to me. I could not have done this without the tens of you. You're amazing. Goodbye. Farhan, say goodbye. What are your final words for today?
Goodbye. Have a lovely long weekend. Be safe out there.
And Cry, this is this is your first last words.
Yeah, my first last words. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
That's on the 8th of May, dude.
Remember, I'm not going to be on the show on the 8th of May. So I'm going to go, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
Hanukkah. That is
Hanukkah.
So funny.
Happy Kwanzaa.
You just told us a story about losing your mom when you were 12, and then you're like, Happy Mother's Day. That's so selfless, man. I respect that. My name's Dusty Rich, and remember, go fuck yourself. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.